How about yourself, Friedman?
One of the Memches Kenyuni Atoira says the Mishnah, 6th Perek of Perek Pekah Ovis, Ha'oyme Dover B'Shem Omroi. When you say over Dvar Torah, you should always say it B'Shem Omroi. And where's the Makar? Says the Gemur, says the Mishnah, Ha'oyme Dover B'Shem Omroi, Mevi Ge'ile La'oylam, Shenema V'Toyme Esther La'melech B'Shem Mordechai. The Esther Hamalka told over to Achashverosh that Bigthon Maserish are trying to kill him. This, she told him, B'Shem Mordechai. So this is the Makar where we see, because of this, maybe Ge'ilah La'olam, that through that Mordechai Tzadik was elevated and was able to destroy and to repeal the Gezeirah of Haman. We need to know, is this just a Mishnah which is an Ovis, Psad Ahan Hoga Toiva, a Gitazach, or is it a halacha? And somebody who doesn't say a Dvar Torah B'Shem Omroi, he's Oiva an Aveira. And if it is an Aveira, is it an Issa Derabunan? Or perhaps even an Issa Deraisa? Unsurprisingly, we'll see in a minute that our Poskim hold is Oiva an Issa Deraisa. The Chasam Sofer writes that the reason why Paroi, with the story of the Saha Mashkim, he heard the whole dream about the seven fat cows or seven thin cows, and this was a remez for the gulis. Says the Chasam Sofer as follows: Paroi told Yosef HaTzadik, Shamati olecho leimoi, I heard about you saying that Tishma chaloim liftoi oisoi, that you can hear dreams and you know how to interpret them. Shamati olecho, I heard about you. What do you mean I heard about you? You heard it from the Sa'a Mashkim. So tell Yosef, the Sa'a Mashkim told me that you know how to interpret dreams. He didn't say that. He said, Shamati eichob is gehet. Zug de chasam soifer v'loi oma b'shem omroi. It's not nishke past for King Paroi to come along and say that the Sa'a Mashkim had told him. V'loi oma b'shem omroi, Shamati m'sa'a Mashkim. Al-kein hevi gulis la'oilam v'loi ge'ila. What was the result of this dream? This dream was heralding that there's going to be a gulis in Mitzrayim, it's going to be shveres manim in Mitzrayim, the opposite of ge'ila. Because Paroi didn't have the honesty to say B'Shem Em, as is it the Chasam Sofer. The Chusad Yavetz and others quotes in the name of Rabbeinu Chananel, Adova Pela. We know Chet Mei Meriva, we cannot understand. The Rishonim already struggled to understand what was the, as if we could say, Aveir of Moshe Rabbeinu. Says Rabbeinu Chananel, HaChet B'Moshe V'Aaron She'omri HaMin HaSela HaZeh Noitzi lochem moyim. Are we going to take out water? V'loi oma yoitzi. And Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say hamina sela azeh yoitzi. Is Rabbi Nishloim going to take out water? V'nir elish lezeh oma lechein loy savi kiven shloy amatem dovo b'shem omroi v'loi savi gila la'oila. Moshe Rabbeinu, you can't be the one to bring gila, to bring Kal Yisrael to Etzru, because you didn't say b'shem omroi that Yoitzi is Rabbi Nishloim. You said Noitzi, we will give you water. Rebbi Yelopkin used to bring also a raya from this week's Pasha, that we find the Maluchim were punished when they came to Sodom, because what did they say? They said to Loit, they told him, Ki mashchisem anach miyasamukim. A few psikim later, we see the Malach had to admit, and he said, Mahe himuleit shoma ki loy ichalas is dover. I cannot do anything, says Rashi. Ze onshim shel maluchim. They were punished. Al sheomri ki mashchisem anachni vetuli hadover ba'asmam. Therefore, says Rashi, they had to admit, it's not us, it's everything is Rabbeinu Shloim. So we see that Moshe Rabbeinu was punished, the Maluchim were held also responsible. It seems to see that it's not only just a Dover Toiv, but it seems to be, if a person doesn't say B'Shem Omroi, he gets punished as if he's been over something. What's he been over? Says the Mugen Avraham, in Simen Kif Nivov, Siv Kutin Beis, Arizik Echidish, Kol She'eina Oimer B'Shem Omroi Oiver Belav. Anybody who says over Dvar Torah and he doesn't say it B'Shem Omroi, he's over Belav. He's been over, not only in Issa Derabunan, says the Mugen Avraham, Alav, in Issa Deraisa. And in brackets writes the Mugen Avraham, Nadurim Perek Kama. You look in the Nadurim, the first Perek, you'll find it there. Asks the Machzor Shekel and the Noid Behida, they've looked high and low, in the first Perek of Nedarim, and it's nowhere to be found. They don't know from any such Gemara in the first Perek of Nedarim. Says the Noach Vehida, however, I did find it, but not in Nedarim. I found it in a Medrash in Mishlei, Remez Tov Tov Kif Samach, on the Pusik Al Tigzoil Do, don't steal from a poor man. Omer Reb Shimon Bayechoy, Mer Shim Reb Elezer, the Tuni Reb Chia, Kol She'eina Oiva Dova B'Shem Omroi, Oiva Belav. Anybody who doesn't say B'Shem, you got a Chazal, who very clearly uses this Lushan, that you're Oiva Elav. And similarly, we have a Medrash Tanchim in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Kol she'eina oyma dubashem omrei ulev akusav oyma al tigzoil dal. So there we have it. The Noach Vehida carries on and he says that he had great hanuah from the vort that the person who asked him the shal, his name was Rabbi Shaya Pick. The vort what you told me on al tigzoil dal is mesikim edvash, beautiful veta. Shab Rebriva Magulis, many people want to know what was this vort that the Noach Vehida was Azoyma Shabaych. He doesn't say what it was, he just says he had anu from the vort that you told me. Zukar Rebriva Magulis, and the vort which he told him is a gewaltig vort. The Gemurah, the Pusik says, Al tigzoil dal, don't steal from a poor man, val tadaka uni bashar, and seklapnish the uni who's sitting bashar. Says the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Tzadik Ches, that Mashiach ben David, Mashiach is waiting to come and to be redeemed, Klal Yisrael. And where is he sitting while he's waiting? He's sitting in the Shah of Gan Eden, and says, well, he's a uni hayoshib bashar. He's sitting like a poor man on the entrance of Gan Eden, waiting to be called, to be summoned, to come and to redeem Klal Yisrael. Now, Meila Zuk, this Reb Shaya Pick, this is what the Pusik is telling us, Al Tigzol Dal, which Chazal explained to us, refers to, don't steal from a poor man. You should say it B'Shem Omroi, because it's Mei V'Ge'ila La'olam. Val Tadaka Uni B'Shar carries on the Pusik and says, and through that, you want to clap the Uni Mashiach Ben David, who's sitting B'Shar, who's waiting to bring Ge'ila La'olam. Mazuk Dov B'Shem Omroi, you're Mei V'Ge'ila La'olam. One of the great Talmidei Chachamim before the First World War, 100 years ago, his name was Reb Lezer Kreiner. I'm being very careful to say everything with Shem Omroi. He lived in the town Horodna. He wrote a sefer called Chayil Damesek and many others for him. He said the most ingenious and beautiful idea. The Machzor Shekel and the Noach Vehida both said, we don't understand that the Mugen Avraham says that this is a Gemurah Maseches Nedarim, that you have to say B'Shem Omroi. We've looked high and wide, there's no such Gemurah. Zukt Reb Lezer Kreiner, a gewaltig gewalt. You know, we have in the Gemurah, we have sometimes this Tana said in the name of that Tana, and that Tana in the name of this Tana. In the Gemurah Nedarim Daf Ches, we have a Memra, where the Gemurah tells us there, Maidich Siv Vezoch Lechem Yirei Shemi. Who does it refer to the Pusik that the sun will shine on those who fear Hashem? Eili b'nayudam shem yireim lehoitzi shem shemaim levatula. A memra in the Gemara. Now, who said this memra? Tells us the Gemara, in Daf Chesam Ebeis, a list of 8 Tanoim. Omer Reb Shimon Bazvid. Omer Reb Yitzchok Batavla. Omer Reb Chia Aricha Debei Reb Acha. Omer Reb Zeira. Omer Reb Eluza, Omer Reb Chanina, Omer Reb Miyashia, Meshmei in the name of Rabbi Yehuda Ba'alui, Ma'idich Siv Zochel Miyashemi, Eile B'nai Yom Shem Reim Lohit Shem Shemal Vatul. We have a list of 8 names from the Gemara, 8 Tanuim, 8 said B'Shem Omroi, to tell the Mamma Chazal. I see from this Gemara, Zuk Reb Lezer Kreiner, that's what the Kavun of the Mugen Avraham was. He wants to show you from this Gemara how important it is to say B'Shem Omroi. You just don't, not merely to say from who you heard it from. He heard it from Shimon, who heard it from Levi, who heard it from Yehuda, from Yisuchah, from Zebulun, and Azoy Vata. 8 different names till you got to the Makar. The Makar is Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Lui, comes from him, but he said 7 different names till you got to the 8th one, Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Lui. No. So he's not saying the Shingala, but you can see how chum it is. So therefore, oh, beloved, and just look at there to see. You want to see how chum it is? You'll see from over there. Now carries on in a sefer, Beis Aaron from Reb Aaron Magid, and he. So that's what you, the big shal in the poskim. Is it enough to say just from who you heard it from, or perhaps you should say it from who's the makor, or do you have to say from all of them? This is a big machloek, but everybody agrees that from this gemara you see it's the correct thing to say the whole way back. He said eight different names. Now the noid v'hi the asa kasha, he brought along a mara mukum that you overlap from a medrash. The medrash says Om Reb Shimba Yechoy Reb Shimba Reb Lezatun Reb Chia Kol She'ena Oymedu B'Shem Om Over Belav. Noid v'hi the asa, it cannot be that Reb Shimba Yechoy said over in the name of Reb Chia, because Reb Chia was after Reb Shimba Yechoy. So epishtimpnish in this medrash comes on the sefer Beis Aaron from Reb Aaron Magid. And he wants to say a gavaldig, a gavaldig, a chal. This Gemara Masechet Nedarim, who did we say was the first one of that? Who said it over? Reb Shimon Bar Zvid. Reb Shimon Bar Zvid said over the name of Reb Yitzchak Batav, the name of Reb Chiya Aricha, the name of Reb Zeira, the name of Reb Luzin, the name of Reb Chanina, the name of Reb Yashim, the name of Reb Yibalui. So who was the one who said it over? Reb Shimon Bar Zvid. Zug this Reb Aaron Magid, that he thinks there was a mistake in that medrash. That medrash was written Rashbi. And Rashbi, it wasn't Rashbi, Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, it can't be like the Noid B'Hida says. It was really Reb Shimon Bar Zvid, who's got the same Rosh HaTevah, almost Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. This is Reish Shin Beis Zayin, this is Reish Shin Beis Yid. And the Zayin must have got obviously a little crack in it, and the Matfis who printed the Medrash, instead of realizing this is Reb Shimon Bar Zvid, thought it must be Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. But really, this Medrash, who said that you have to say B'Shem Omri, and if not, you over Belav, Shenema, Al Tigzol, Lo Sigzol, Dal. This is Reb Shimon Bar Zvid, and this is the same Reb Shimon Bar Zvid who we find in the Gemara Nedarim, said over seven different names, Reb Shimon Bar Zvid. And if you look in the Magia, in the Medrash there, he writes, Ayin Nedarim Davches, and his Kavuna is to show that he thinks that this is the same one and the same person. So this is the makor that we learn it out from the Gemara and the Durim, which is the Medrash. It's Leshitusoy from Reb Shimon Bar Zvid. The Minchas Yitzchok and Chivas and the Mitzvah Eison, they want to say that the Kavuna of the Mugen Avrum, that Yoiva Belav, is not from a Medrash. A Medrash is B'derech Klal, it isn't Hagam Shedok Klu Al Sigzul Dal, but that's not a Pusik in Torah to be Yoiva Belav. Is a Beferish Sifri. The Sifri says on the Pusik, Loisasig Gevil Re'acho, there's an Issa of Hasugas Gevil. What does this refer to? So we understand normally it refers to monetary matters. Zug the Sifri, Minayin Lamachlif Divir Rebbe Lezer, Bediver Rebbe Yeshia, Bediver Rebbe Yeshia, Bediver Rebbe Lezer. How do we know that if you mix up, there's a machloek between Rebbe Lezer and Yeshia, and I mix up who said which way round? I got the names wrong. Minayin she over beloy sase, that you're over a loy sase, Talmud loyma loy sasig gevil reacho, that you are over a lav in the Torah of loy sasig gevil reacho. So you see clearly from the solution of Sifri, that the Sifri galent lachoira, this is a issa lav. We need to understand, is this issa only referring to divrei Torah? Or does this Issa refer to even other things which are not divrei Torah? Somebody asks you, where did you get that clever Eitza from? And you didn't say it B'Shem Omroi. Were you also over lav? Or is it only the lav? Is only by divrei Torah? For L'Choira, you could say that only refers to Torah. And if you look in the Malbim in his Persian is Sifri, says, what's Hasugas Gevil Loisase Gevil Re'acha got to do with you say over a memory in somebody else's name? He says, because everybody has got his Oilam in Shemayim, where his Neshama come from. Kol Echad Yesh LeGevil Meichad Be'Oilam. And the Torah of Reb Elezer is kavim be'olam elyon, and not in this olam. So you're mixing up olamos. The chora olamos pass now when we're speaking about Torah de kenyonim, but not Torah de kenyonim. It's a nishtuk and lomos. It's just some devorim gashmiim. However, The makor, what we learn out to say Dubishim Omroi, the mission of us, we learn that out from Esther Hamalka, Vatoyma Esther Lamelech, B'Shem Mordechai. What'd she say? That big son of Seresh are trying to kill you, and that's what Mordechai has reported. So there, Lechoyra, there was no Divrei Torah whatsoever. So Lechoyra, I see the makor is from Esther Hamalka. So, Oibazo, you have to say it. Any good thing which somebody else tells you, Lechoyra, is you see from there that you have to say it B'Shem Omroi. And as I state, in Kamaf and Gedoy Lachroinim, Rabbi Yaakov Chaziz, in Chagiz Sari, in his Sefer Beis Aaron on Ovis, Sefer Mincha Chadusha, the Eitz Yosef on his Perish on the Ein Yaakov in the beginning of Sefer Kachim, all say that the Chiyah B'Shem Omroi replies in any Gittazach that you hear from somebody else. And Chagot Tishan Sedem Amara Mukhim, the mission in the beginning of Zavuchim, the first Mishnah, brings down a memra from somebody called Shimon Achai Achi Azaria. Shimon Achi Azaria Oima Shchotum Nashem Gavoya Mehem Kashem Nashem Numach Mem Psim. A memory of somebody called Shimon Achi Azaria. Why was this Reb Shimon called Achi Azaria? Explain us the Ba'al Tanira with the Rashi that Azaria had a Yisocha Zevilin Geschäft with his brother Shimon. Shimon would sit and learn, and Azaria was the one who supported him. So therefore, when Reb Yehuda Nusi wrote the Mishnah, so he says over a memory from Reb Shimon, says, you know who he is? Shimon, who's the brother of Azaria. In the schiz of Azaria, Shimon was able to tell us his halucha. So therefore, Reb Yehuda Nusi was careful not just to say it over in the name of Shimon, he said over in the Shimon, the brother of Azaria. So he wanted to mention here as well, like a Shem Omroi, you have to give credit that Azaria is the one who's supporting Shimon. This is what Reb Yehuda Nusi mentioned as well in the Mishnah. However, we have a beferish of Midrash Tanchima in Bamidbar that lechoyra sheiklo nishtazoy, that the chiv is only batoyra. Reb Tanchim halabla mekibel ani mirab Yashia shekibel min azakenim halucha lemoishe misinai kimisha eina oiver dova shel toyra b'shem omroi ula vakusuv oime al tigzol dal ki dalhi v'chol oime dova b'shem omroi zoicha shigal yisul al yudai. So there are two chedishim in this Medrash Tanchima. Chedish number one is that the Medrash Tanchima tells us this is a halucha lemoishe misinai. And chiddush number two is a shtei klo that you only have to say misha eina oy meduva shel toira. So I saw in a sefer called called Ovis Oilam or Masechtas Ovis on this Mishnah from Rabbi Yumin Vital. It was printed exactly 300 years ago, this sefer. That he asked Takadis Kasha Lachoyer, this medrash tintnish with the Ma'amah Chazal that we learn out from Esther, and there was no Dvat Torah. So Zuk the Bris Ovois, Rabbi Yumin Vital, as follows. That because we've got a mitzvah in the Torah of Leisamoid al Damriyecho, you're not allowed to stand by, and you know you could have prevented someone from being killed, and you just took no notice. And although he says this only applies to a Yid and not to a Goy, but we've got a Chiyav of Heaven Mispalal B'Shloim Shel Malchus, we've got a mitzvah to make sure that no harm befalls the king. So Oibazoi, so Esther Hamalka was being Mekayim a mitzvah, so therefore, although it's Nishkin Devat Torah, it is, however, it's a Dovah Shel Mitzvah, and therefore this is included in that L'Omra B'Shem Omroi. So therefore, Zukte Oibazoi is you should say B'Shem Omroi when we're speaking about a Dovah Torah. And when I'm not speaking about a Dovah Torah, I saw Taka that some swarms said you should Dafka not say it over B'Shem Omroi. You're saying over a good joke you heard. So there's no, forget, don't say it over B'Shem Omroi. Forget. There's no mala, it might even be a genai. Then there's no inyan to say it over B'Shem Omroi. There the inyan is not to say it over B'Shem Omroi because you're not giving him any shvach. The poskim speak about as well, when a person doesn't say B'Shem Omroi, but he doesn't pass it off as his own. A lot of times people say, Ichogehet avot. Who from that? Not again now. What do you mean? You should say B'Shem Omroi. So Zuk, the Rebrev and Bengus, that we see here, there are two different things. There's one thing, a positive thing, of Oy B'Shem Omroi, Mevi Gilil Oilam. Then we have a negative thing, the culture, Ein Oy B'Shem Omroi, is Oyver Belav. Zuk, the Rebrev and Bengus, if you said over Vot, but you made it clear it's not my Vot. I saw this once written, I heard it once. So you weren't Mevi Gilil Oilam, because you haven't told us whose what it is. On the other hand, you haven't passed it off as your own, then you're not oiva. It's only when you're deliberately trying, I saw geshmak avot, I want to pass this vot as my own, and I could have said it b'shem omroi, and I'm not saying b'shem omroi because I want to take it for myself, so then you're stealing the vot. This say al tigzol dal. But if that's not your kavuna, and similarly the poskim write also, if you've got a kavuna not to say it b'shem omroi, for example, I know I want to tell somebody halucha, he's not doing correctly, and I'm going to tell him I saw this written in this and this sefer, and I know by this person he won't be makabel this vot from me if I tell him who said this halucha, who said you have to do this, because he's not going to be makabel for whatever reason. So then if I'm not saying b'shem omroi, I'm doing it l'toyeles, I'm doing it in order that it should be makabel. If I tell him who, then again a person is not oiver. I saw the stipler writes a gewaldig gezach. There was in the time of the Vilna Gaon, there was one of the great gedolim, his name was Reb Abela Fesselweber. Something, can't quite exactly. The stipler writes that he was considered one of the greatest gedolim of his time. And when he was nifter, he left behind 10 large sacks of his chedisha Torah. But unfortunately, none of them were ever printed, and they were all lost. And there's only one halacha which we know, which comes from him, which the Chaya Udon quotes from him, and that is that if a person forgot to say Hamelech HaKodesh on Leil Rosh Hashanah, he paskins that you don't have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. Although we know Hamelech HaKodesh is Ma'akev, Zuktis Reb Abba Fesselweber, that's only by day. But since Ein Mekadshim HaChodesh by Balayla, so therefore, if you forgot by night, you don't have to be. You don't have to make cover. You don't have to repeat. The Mishnah Brura quotes and he says, "V'loy nehira." It doesn't agree. And alle gedoyli yisul achoylik chitzvin the cheshik shloime and igus moisha. So writes the stipler in a letter in kindness of the igris. You see, he says, a person he didn't b'chayiv print his own divrei Torah, and this was one of the greatest gedoylim who left 10 large sacks of chedisha Torah, and Moses geblim from him is one single Chiddush, and on this Chiddush came at alle gedoylim and mechaylik. From this you see how important it is to make sure that you say taka zablab me'epes, and one should be able to say over b'shem omroi. So this is taka, this halacha that you say b'shem omroi is mayvi gila la'olam. Rabbi Shem taka helfim zolzoy chazam b'kurav to the gila omen ken yirutz.
Did you tell them all?
Good.
I'm happy to tell them all. Pleasure.
I'm just looking at thing. If you're saying it's a lot, sometimes it makes a joke. So whatever. It says about.